This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, تفضل إن شاء الله تعالى.
إن شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure and honor once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. And today I have a beautiful hadith about the traits, the negative traits or toxic traits that we should avoid, the sign, the traits of a hypocrite, a munafiq. A very, very important hadith. So let me read the hadith in Arabic, translate it, and explain some of the beautiful meanings and lessons that we can imbibe from this beautiful tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Arba'u man kunna fihi kana munafika, wa kanat fihi khaslatun min arba'a, kanat fihi khaslatun min al-nifaq, حتى يدعها إذا حدث كذب وإذا وعد أخلف وإذا عاهد غدر وإذا خاصم فجر. الراوي عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما. المصدر صحيح البخاري. If four traits are found in a person, they will become pure hypocrites. If one of the four traits is found in them, they would have one of the traits of a hypocrite until they leave it. If they speak, they lie. If they promise, they break. If they pledge, they betray the trust. If they quarrel, they use foul words. Narrator is Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, and the source is Bukhari. And of course, it is also reported by other reporters as well. In another report from Abu Huraira, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ayatul munafiq thalath: idha haddatha kadhab, wa idha wa'ada akhlaf, wa idha tumina khan." There are three signs of a hypocrite. When they speak, they lie. When they promise, they break. When they are trusted, they betray the trust. Source: Bukhari and Muslim. The two traditions warn us against certain character traits that we must guard against. Number one is lying. When we speak, we should not lie. We should not break our promises. We should not betray the trust. And we should not resort to foul speech or act vindictively, making personal attacks when we are in a bitter dispute with somebody. These are all reprehensible traits. Therefore, they are not conducive to iman, to faith. To stress the gravity of these traits, how heinous, how reprehensible these traits are, the Prophet described them as the traits of a munafiq. The word munafiq, munafiq proper, is worse than a kafir actually. A kafir is a disbeliever who rejects faith. Why a munafiq is worse than a kafir? He is condemned by Allah. Allah says, "Inna al-munafiqina fi ad-dark al-asfal min an-nar wa lan tajid lahum nasira." Surely the hypocrites, the munafiqin, will be in the lowest depths of the fire, and you will not find for them any helper. A munafiq is a person who parades as a believer while deep inside he is a disbeliever. He is acting out as a believer, as a Muslim, just for material benefits. While deep in his heart he has no faith. He is worse than a kafir. That's why one must be on guard against all of their reprehensible traits. But eminent scholars, when you go deeper into the concept of nifaq, you know, we should not be taking everything black and white. There are depths of meaning. So eminent scholars say nifaq is of two types. نفاق اعتقادي hypocrisy in belief and نفاق عملي hypocrisy in action. The person of the first type, a munafiq in belief, is worse than a kafir because he is condemned to the bottom of the hell, because he has no faith whatsoever, but he parades as a believer. The second type, he is a Muslim, he is a believer, but you know he is guilty of, if he commits some of these traits, some of them or all of them, although he still has faith in him. So sinner, he is a sinner. In other words, a believer who is guilty of the character traits is a Muslim, albeit a deficient one. However, by persisting in these traits, he will end up losing his faith altogether. Because if all of these four traits, a person is consistently, continuously doing it, and he is not changing, it becomes a second nature with him, he may end up losing his faith altogether. Since nifaq is a grave sin, the Prophet's companions were extremely vigilant, cautious against it. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, one of the prominent companions of the Prophet of the Ansar, he was the sahibu Sidi Rasulillah, he was the confidant. The Prophet confided in him with the names of munafiqs in his community. The Caliph Umar begged Hudhayfa to assure him that his name was not included in the list. We know how, you know, sincere Caliph Umar was, and yet look at his vigilance, look at his caution. He doesn't want to be, he's afraid of falling into the list, in the category of munafiq. It's reported that Abu Darda, another prominent companion of the Prophet, after the prayer, he was overheard making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking refuge from nifaq. And upon hearing him, one of his disciples, a tabi, Jubair ibn Nufair, exclaimed, "You worry about nifaq? You, an eminent companion of the Prophet, who has so much accomplishments, so much service to the cause of Islam?" On hearing the question, Abu Darda repeated the verse, "Ghufranak," three times, "Ya Allah, forgive me, Ya Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me, Allah." Then he replied, "One who does not worry about tests cannot be saved from tests. And by Allah, an individual may become exposed to a test for an instant in such a way that he would lose his faith altogether, because he fails that test and then end up losing his faith." Ibn Malika, one of the successors, scholars, said, "Adraktu salasina min ashabin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kulluhum yakhafun nifaq ala nafsi." I found 30 companions, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were afraid of nifaq creeping into their souls. Another quote from Abu Darda again. Abu Darda used to say, "Seek refuge from Allah, with Allah, from nifaq related to khushu." And somebody asked him, "What you mean by nifaq and khushu?" He said, "It is the body displaying khushu, posing like a obedient, a humble servant and pious servant, while the heart is free of khushu altogether. Reverence for Allah." According to scholars, nifaq can be divided into major and minor, Akbar and Asghar. The major type is parading as a believer in Allah and the articles of faith while disbelieving in them. He mentioned this guy. This was the case with the munafiqeen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They pretended to be believers. They would come to the mosque and pray for material benefits, while in reality they were disbelievers. And they were also collaborating with the enemies of Islam. The second type, they are Muslim. It's a minor nifaq. It's somebody doing good works in public, but while alone, he is slack about them in private. Essentially, it boils down to disparity between one's public and private lives. That is why some of the pious used to pray, اللهم اجعل سريرتي خيرا من علانيتي واجعل علانيتي صالحة والله make my private life better than my public life and make my public life also sound. According to Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, persistence in minor forms of nifaq would ultimately result in loss of faith. So very, very dangerous thing. According to Ibn Hajar, the Prophet singled out three traits because they cover all others, since faith essentially covers three aspects. It related to speech, the words, actions, and intentions. Lying denotes corruption of speech, cheating denotes corruption of actions, and not keeping the word denotes corruption of the intention, the heart. The lesson that we can learn from this hadith is, as opposed to the hypocrites, the believers should strive to develop the following traits. We should be truthful in speech. We should keep our promises. We should be trustworthy. And we should be always guarding against foul speech or abusing those who we disagree. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.